All right, let's dive in. This is an advanced, performance-ready walkthrough for sculpting rolling jungle and drum and bass breakbeats in Ableton Live 12. We're working at 174 BPM, using stock devices only, clip view warp modes, sliced new MIDI track, drum rack, simpler slash sampler, EQ8, saturator, drum bus, glue compressor, multiband dynamics, auto filter, beat repeat, redux, echo, reverb, utility, audio effects rack, return tracks and lives groove pool. Expect exact settings, routing discipline, and live mappable macros so you can perform variations on the fly. Quick orientation. The goal is a 16-bar rolling jungle break derived from an Amen-style loop. You'll end up with a drum rack organized into top, body, toms, kick, snare and a parallel FAT bus for heavy processing. We'll work on per-slice pitch moves, transient shaping, band-targeted distortion, randomized micro-edits and a few resampled tricks for warped artifacts you can reach up. Step 1. Prep and slice. First, set your live set tempo to 174 BPM. Import your break audio, duplicate the clip, and keep an untouched original as a reference. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transient, create a drum rack, and set slice grid to 1/16 as a starting point. This gives you enough micro detail without immediately cutting everything into 32 NDS. Step 2. Sensible signal flow. Before you get carried away, set up group tracks for kick, snare, top, toms, and effects. Route each drum rack chain to a dedicated subgroup before the main drum group. Signal flow discipline matters. It keeps your processing per band predictable and makes automation recallable. Put a utility at the top of each chain for quick gain balancing. That saves you from wildly different clip velocities later. Step 3. Warp and sample settings per slice. Open the simpler on the slices you plan to time stretch. Use Beats Warp mode to preserve transients. If you must go beyond plus or minus 10-15%, resample first. Complex and Complex Pro can get ugly on drums. For tone, keep the original slice pitch for the top layer and consider pitching body slices down by 3 to 12 semitones for weight and darkness. If you hear phase cancellation when layering pitch duplicates, sum to mono and test, nudge sample start by a couple samples or use utility phase flip to fix cancellations. Step 4. Build your parallel layers inside the drum rack. Create at least 3 parallel chains for each important hit. The top layer is bright and transient heavy. Use simpler slice mode, trim starts, and high pass around 120-200 Hz so it carries no low end. The body layer is the low slash mid weight. Duplicate the same slices into this chain, pitch them down 3-12 semitones, and low pass around 2-3 kHz to remove harsh highs. The Ghost or FX chain is for micro hits, reverse tails and pitched micro slices. Keep these sparse and map to pads for live triggering. Name and color your pads. Kick, snare, top, toms, effects. It speeds performance and saves brain cycles. Step 5. Groove and humanization. Drag a groove from Live's library into your MIDI clip or the groove pool. For jungle, set groove amount between 20-45% and timing around 8-15% for a subtle lurch, stronger if you want that classic jungle swing. Add slight randomization to velocity with a random MIDI device or a MIDI velocity LFO to avoid robotic repetition. Humanization is not optional at this level, it's essential. Step 6. Program the core pattern. Program a 2-bar pattern and duplicate it into a 16-bar structure with permutations. Rules to follow. Keep the kick on 1 and occasionally the end of 2. Snares on 2 and 4 with 16th note ghost snares sprinkled in. Rolling tom slash snare flams using 32nd or 16th ghost hits before a downbeat. Use strong velocity contrast. Main snares 100-127, ghost snares 40-75, and commit to dynamic variation. Step 7. Full drum bus chain, stock devices and exact settings. Create a drum group receiving all subgroup outputs and run this device chain on the group. EQ8 pre, high pass at 28-40 Hz, and a subtle dip of -1 to -3 dB around 300-400 Hz to reduce boxiness. Saturator, drive between 2 and 5, curve set to soft clip. Dry slash wet 40-60% to add harmonic grit without destroying transients. Drum bus, character around 4-7 for tightness. Boom 0-3%, transient plus 1 to plus 6. This adds punch and glue. Glue compressor, attack 3-6 ms, release on auto, ratio 3-4:1, threshold so you see 2-4 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Multiband dynamics optional. Tame the 1-4 kHz region slightly if harsh, leaving low band more preserved. EQ8 post, High shelf plus 24D bead at 812 kHz to restore top end presence. Gentle low cut below 2530 hz. Use small amounts at each stage. If everything is clamped hard at once, you'll lose life. Step 8. The parallel FAT return. Create a return call drum FAT. Send kick, snare, and TOP chains around 10-25% to it and load this chain. Saturator. Drive 612. Analog clip curve. Dry slash wet 60-80%. Compressor. Ratio 6:1. Attack 5 ms, release 40-80 ms. Set threshold so the chain pumps 612 dB on hits. This is aggressive by design. EQ8, boost 150-300 hz by plus 25 dB if you want thickness, and cut 400-700 hz by minus 2 to minus 4 dB if it gets muddy. Utility. Lower the return level so it adds color and weight but doesn't dominate the clean bus. Blend VSNs until you have grit without sacrificing clarity. Step 9. Slice pitch moves and micro edits. Duplicate your MIDI clip and experiment. Transpose a snare slice by minus 3 semitones and shorten it to 1/32 for a chopped effect. Automate simpler transpose or use the clip envelope to do pitch falls. For example, a minus 7 semitone fall over an eighth note to make a DJ style drop. For reversed micro slices, drag short reversed audio into a simpler on the FX chain and trigger sparingly. Step 10. Resample trick from angled rolls. Resample a two-bar loop to a new audio track by recording the master output of your drums. Then warp that recording. Beats for crisp requantase transients or complex pro for darker smear. Pitch it down 1/7 semitones in the clip transpose, then slice the resampled audio and reassign to your drum rack. This gives organic, detuned artifacts that still feel musical when re-triggered. Step 11. Live fills and randomness. Create a beat, repeat, return with these starting settings. Interval 1/16 or 1/32. Grid 1/8 or 1/16. Gate 10-30 ms. Decay 20-40%. Chance 20-60%. Map beat, repeat on, and chance to macros for performance. Use follow actions on short audio clips for semi-randomized fills. Set 1-bar clip lengths with follow actions to next or previous and wait chances to let pattern cycle unpredictably. Step 12. Mixing and space. Keep sub and kick separation explicit. Route the sub bass to its own channel and sidechain it to the kick with the compressor ratio 3:6:1. Attack under 10 ms, release between 40 and 120 ms, sync to taste. Keep low elements mono and use slight stereo whitening on top layers only. Utility width around 120-150% for hats and cymbals, and tiny auto pan rates for movement. Common mistakes to watch for. If you oversaturate everything, you'll get mush. Use parallel processing so distortion can be dialed in without losing the clean signal. Don't set attack times too long on your glue compressors for transient heavy elements. Keep attack under 10 ms on the chains where you want snap. Avoid pitching the entire break down for darkness. That destroys transient energy, and always check phase in mono when stacking pitched or time-shifted duplicates. Pro tips for darker, heavier DNB. Split the drum bus into SUB, MID and TOP returns and hit each with different processing. SUB stays clean and glued, MID gets heavy distortion and compression, TOP gets a transient enhancer and stereo width. Use drum bus transient knob in tandem with a short glue compressor to sculpt attack. For eerie metallic hits, run a sparse cymbal through spectral resonator and slowly modulate pitch. Then resample and sprinkle the result as ornamentation. Use short-gated reverb tails and key the gate with an envelope follower so ambience breathes with the hits. Advanced variation ideas and performance tricks. Set up follow-action microclips that cycle through normal, minus 3 semis, reversed and stuttered chops at 1/16 follow times for semi-random performance fills. Create 3 frequency split returns and isolate each band with steep EQs so you can send drums to SUB, MID and TOP and process differently. For halftime oasis, duplicate your loop and launch the duplicate at 87 BPM or resample and retime it. It creates a powerful contrast before a drop. Mini practice exercise, 30 to 45 minutes. Start by slicing an amen-style loop into a drum rack at 1/16. Create snare top with an HPF at 150 hz and snare body pitched minus 5 semitones with LPF at 2.5 kHz. Program a 2-bar groove with snares on 2 and 4, rolling toms and ghost snares on 16 THS. Apply a groove amount of about 35%. Group drums. Add saturator drive 4, drum bus character 5 with transient plus 3, and glue compressor attack for MS ratio 4:1 for about 3 dB of gain reduction. Create AFAT return with saturator drive 8 and send kick slash snare about 10%. Bring it up until the grit is present but not overwhelming. Set beat repeat with interval 1/16, grid 1/32, chance 50%, map in on macro and trigger a performance fill at bar 16. Resample that fill as a 2-bar audio file. Homework and deliverables. If you want a real challenge, build a 16-bar arrangement with 3 chains, make 2 drop variations, 1 clean, 1 max grit, and export main and processed stems plus a 2-bar fill. Map 8 performance macros, FAT send, beat repeat on, beat repeat chance, bus saturator drive, main low cut, top width, clip pitch fall amount, and global reverb send. Take a screenshot of your drum rack with macros visible and send it for review. I'll give focused feedback on groove, clarity, performance readiness and creativity. Final recap. To get that authentic jungle sound you need disciplined routing, parallel top slash body slash FAT layers, precise pitching, and selective multiband distortion. Use drum bus plus saturator plus glue compressor in series for punch, but keep a parallel route for distortion so the kit stays clear. Use the groove pool and subtle randomization to breathe life into patterns. Resample extreme warps, reach up them, and use follow actions and beat repeat for performable fills. And always check phase and mono balance when stacking pitched layers. If you want, I can build and share an Ableton Live 12 template with a drum rack chains, bus chains and 8 mapped macros at 174 BPM, ready to drop in your samples. Want that template? Say yes and I'll prepare it.